Let's get started. I will just begin, and then Senator Clinton, and then we'll be glad to take questions. As the first Ohio senator in four decades to sit on the Senate Agriculture Committee, I'm proud to represent Ohio's farmers and agriculture industry. In March, I held a series of agricultural roundtables around Ohio, meeting face-to-face with farmers who will be affected by the Farm Bill in all regions of the state and all different kinds of farms. And in Ross County, in southern Ohio, and Chillicothe, an area that actually Senator Clinton, when she was the first lady, spent a little time there. I met with fruit and vegetable growers who spoke about the increasing opportunities to provide fresh fruits and vegetables to children and to senior citizens. We discussed the possibility of marketing their products to the city of Columbus through roadside stands and farmers markets. A lack of affordable, healthy foods is too often plaguing our community, and this bill will help to address this. Increases in diabetes and heart disease and obesity, other diet-related diseases, is partially the result of lack of access to affordable, healthy foods, including fresh fruits and vegetables. Most children, as we know, in our country don't eat even half of the fruits and vegetables recommended for good health in the dietary guidelines. The price of fresh fruits and vegetables has increased nearly 40% from 1985 to 2000, while the price of things such as soft drinks has actually gone down. Again, the Farm Bill has something to do with both of those facts. That's why Senator Clinton and I are introducing the Food Outreach and Opportunity Development for a Healthy America Act. It promotes better health for Americans, better markets for our farmers. The legislation does principally five things. It supports locally led food access initiatives that increase the availability and the affordability of healthy and fresh foods. It increases fruits and vegetables in school meals. It improves access to healthy foods for low-income individuals. It removes barriers that keep local farmers from selling products to schools. And it supports farmers markets and roadside stands, particularly in underserved areas. This legislation creates a healthy food enterprise program, which provides direct and guaranteed loans for local food infrastructure, for farmers markets, that kind of thing, especially to support underserved communities. The bill really does connect the dots between family farmers who produce healthy foods and families in communities who need access to fresh fruits and vegetables at lower cost. It will help the farmers. It's good for the environment because the food will be transported shorter distances, and it's good all the way around that way. I would like to introduce Senator Clinton. Hillary?
Oh, thank you so much, Senator Brown, and I am just absolutely pleased to be working with you on this important issue. You're a terrific ally in the Senate and a great local and family farm advocate on the Agricultural Committee. You know, the Food for a Healthy America Act is based on a simple idea. Families need greater access to healthy, locally grown foods, and family farmers need access to a greater variety of markets. We think this is a win-win bill. There are more than 35 million Americans who experience food insecurity, which means they're not getting enough of the right foods to eat. And there are nearly as many who participate in the food stamp program. We have, for example, 1.8 million New Yorkers who are participating. And at the same time, we have a lot of farmers who are growing healthy food but have trouble getting it to the marketplace. The costs of the channels that are available to reach the market are often prohibitively high. For example, the retail price of a head of lettuce is about $1.29, but farmers who grow that lettuce see only 22 cents of that retail price. So we think we need to better connect farmers and consumers, and it's something I've been working hard on in New York. When I first got to the Senate, I created an agricultural advisory council and have been working on an initiative that I launched called Farm to Fork to connect up local growers from throughout our state with local marketplaces like universities, schools, restaurants, and shops, and particularly to connect up our upstate growers with the huge food market in New York City. And we have forged public-private partnerships to create new distribution networks. I also sponsored a meeting at the Culinary Institute of America for 100 of the state's private colleges and universities to encourage them to buy local produce for their students. And these schools are taking the lead in purchasing healthy local foods. So our bill provides financing tools to help farmers market their products through a new program called the Healthy Food Enterprise Program, which would provide loans and loan guarantees to help producers open up farmers markets, roadside stands, or other ways of marketing directly to consumers. We also create incentives for farmers to open up shop in low-income communities where healthy foods are often not widely available, and if they are, it's at a very high premium price. The bill also builds on existing programs designed to connect farmers to places where healthy foods are needed most, like our schools. We take the fresh fruit and vegetable program to every state in the country. That was a successful pilot program in the last farm bill, and it's really been successful. We also help farmers connect with senior citizens by expanding the senior farmers market nutrition program to provide coupons to low-income seniors for the purchase of fresh foods at farmers markets. These are some of the highlights, and I'm delighted to be working with Senator Brown. We're going to be working to have this legislation included as part of the upcoming Farm Bill reauthorization, which, as you know, is done every 5 years, and it gives us a great opportunity to try to improve the nutrition of our citizens and the bottom line of our farmers. So I want to thank Senator Brown for his leadership and look forward to working with him to get this passed.
Questions? Thank you, Senator Clinton. Thank you for your long history of in upstate New York, and not just upstate New York, all over your state, and in helping connect farmers with directly with consumers in your state.
Thank you.
Could you please, my name is Dan Imhoff, I'm calling from California. Could you please state the name of the bill again?
Yes, it's called the Food Outreach and Opportunity Development for a Healthy America Act of 2007. And of course, if you take the first letters of Food Outreach Opportunity Development, it spells food. We spent a lot of time trying to think of the right acronym for this bill. So we call it the Food for a Healthy America Act of 2007.
And this, ideally, I mean, what we want to do is this bill is freestanding now, but put as much of this bill as possible into the agriculture, into the farm bill, which will move through the Senate Ag Committee and the House, and ultimately the House and Senate floors sometime by late summer. I believe the bill expires September.
And what is the total amount that you're asking for?
About $600 million, slightly in excess of $600 million for all of these, for the food ECAP tier, all of these programs, all of these parts of this. In light of an agriculture bill that's a $90 billion a year bill, this is a small amount. We're spending way more than that on commodities, obviously, way more than that on conservation, way more than that on so many other elements of the bill. So that's a per year cost.
This is Alex Parker with the Lorain Morning Journal. Is it fair to call this a farming subsidy?
No, it's not a farming subsidy at all. It helps bring competition in the marketplace. It helps to connect farmers. If I were to call it anything other than how we've described it, I'd call it an economic development bill, because it means that rural areas will connect up with city and suburban and small town people to help their markets, to help them compete, to help with job creation, all of that.
And you know, let me just add that. Senator Brown talked about traveling around Ohio and meeting with a lot of fruit and vegetable farmers. Well, I've done the same, obviously, for a number of years now. And our fruit and vegetable farmers are in need of additional markets. I don't think they get a fair price from a lot of the middlemen who produce their foods in a package or make it available in a supermarket shelf to consumers. And I agree wholeheartedly with what Sharon said. You know, we're looking for ways to create economic opportunity in our rural areas. He in Ohio, me in New York, and obviously now as a presidential candidate looking to be able to do this more broadly across the country. One of the ways to do it is to build on the assets we have. We have great family farms that are producing some of the greatest fruits and vegetables in the world. And they are often at a disadvantage because they can't get into local markets, because a lot of local markets, like universities and hospitals and schools, buy in bulk. So they're not giving an advantage to a New York apple farmer. They're buying apples from anywhere, when indeed, if they could make that connection, they could get higher value, locally produced apples that would benefit the entire area. So this is a win-win, as I said.
Senator, and Alex, this is one more thing real quick. I'm sorry. Alex, this is the farm bill overwhelmingly supports some a relatively small number of farmers, especially corn, soybeans, rice, sugar, cotton, wheat to a slightly lesser degree, but the fruit and vegetable growers get very little attention from the farm bill. And as Senator Clinton said, we don't want to subsidize them. We want them to have markets. We're not writing checks to them. We just want them to have the opportunity to sell to seniors, to sell to school kids, to sell to low income people, to sell to everybody. Because it's as Senator Clinton just said, it really is win-win that way.
Senator Brown.
Yes.
This is Colleen Green from WSTV Radio in Steubenville, Ohio.
Yeah, hi.
And I just wanted to ask, you know, being here in Ohio, how this could help our existing local farmers' markets like we have here in Steubenville.
Well, those existing farmers' markets will have, well, first of all, in eastern Ohio or in coming across from West Virginia, you'll see more people. You'll see continued growth in farmers' markets. We're going to increase the funding, and we're going to set aside 25% of the funds to be distributed in entities operating in underserved communities, including activities related to use of food stamp, electronic benefit transfers, that kind of thing. So some farmers in Steubenville, your farmers' market, your farmers will be able to accept food stamps. We want to increase the opportunity on the senior coupons for fresh fruits and vegetables. These farmers markets that are already established will, because of this that Senator Clinton and I are working on, will get more business from local townspeople that are getting public assistance or not, either way. It will help with getting them in the schools, more of this food in the schools, and it will help all the way around that way.
You know, and let me just add, too, that we think it's very important that food stamps be usable at farmers markets. You know, a lot of the money that is available for people on food stamps has to be stretched pretty far. In fact, there are several members of Congress who are trying to live on the $21 a week that food stamps represents, and they're finding it really difficult. And farmers markets can provide some real value. The other point I would underscore is, you know, food safety is now a big issue for us. We want consumers to know where their food comes from. We believe that you know, importing food that may or may not have the same level of scrutiny, where the producers in other countries are not held to the same standards as ours are to record and keep records of the pesticides they use, and, you know, to be, you know, held accountable for what goes into the, you know, the marketplace, you know, is also an increasing concern among people that we represent.
Senator Clinton, this is Louise Hoffman Broach from New York Farm Bureau. You brought up the apple growers in upstate New York, and I have to ask you a question about the Ag Jobs Bill. It's not exactly related to this, but I wanted to know, I know the debate is going on, where things stand with that.
Well, I have told representatives from our New York Farm Bureau, and in fact I met with a group of our farmers just yesterday, that the Ag Jobs Bill remains one of my highest priorities. There's a very large bipartisan majority in the Senate that supports ag jobs, because many of us have heard from our farmers, as I have, about the hardships that are being imposed by the, you know, the uncertainty of our labor laws and our immigration laws, and the certainly in our state, the raids that have been occurring that have rounded up and deported people and chilled others, preventing them from being part of the workforce that we rely on. In New York, there is a hope that we will be dealing with a comprehensive immigration reform bill starting next week. Ag jobs is a part of that. If that bill does not go forward, then I will certainly renew, you know, my very strong position that we need to pass ag jobs, that we've got to give some certainty and reliability to our farmers. And that'll be, you know, my position going into the immigration debate.
Thank you.
Senator, WKSU in Cleveland, we already have here operating in northern Ohio a USDA-funded program called City Fresh, which allows local farmers to bring food to folks who buy into a program, essentially subsidize the farms for a year's worth of produce, and that discount that they get comes from the USDA, but it only serves a few people. How many people are you hoping to reach with these programs?
the projects, I don't know how many people over a period, the projects are funded from somewhere up from $10,000 up to $300,000, from 1 to 3 years, require a dollar-for-dollar match in resources from local people. And we want to increase the funding to $30 million annually for the 5-year life of the Farm Bill. I haven't calculated how many people that would mean in Northeast Ohio, Karen, but it clearly, these community food projects clearly can work.
Mr. George Powell.
This is Nelson Hunter at WVNU in Southern Ohio, and I just wanted to ask, now once these programs are implemented in Ohio and New York, will it be quite easy to spread it across the country?
Yeah, I think that certainly will. I mean, these are projects that these are not pilot projects unique to Senator Clinton's state and to my state. They are obviously projects that we are talking to Senator Harkin about, the chair of the Ag Committee, and to Ranking Member Chambliss to incorporate into this bill. So it can affect specialty crops, especially fruits and vegetable growers, and whether it's apple growers in upstate New York or vegetable growers in Sellerieville, Ohio. But in addition, we're going to see efforts, and Senator Clinton, I know, has done this because of the leadership she's shown in upstate New York and ag issues, but we're also seeing efforts by our offices to encourage local growers and local communities to do this. We have some ideas in Ohio that we're going to try to encourage the local people in the community to start, even without this bill, but this will be some synergism coming from this bill, to encourage local people to do more farmers markets, to expand them, to put them into other locations, and to do any kind of the direct sales we can get in schools. What Hillary did on with her universities is something that I want to do, directly asking them to include more locally New York grown fruits and vegetables in their school cafeterias. As colleges and universities, we want to do some of the similar kinds of things, not just through this bill, but informally with our offices in these communities.
Senators, this is Lee Hornbeck from the Times Union in Albany, New York. I wondered how the eligibility would work for the finance program, the Healthy Food Enterprise.
Well, hi, how are you?
Hi.
The Healthy Food Enterprise program is really going to be, an addition to help us reach out more broadly than we currently have. It is to promote the health and well-being of all Americans, but especially our kids and low-income populations. And I'm particularly focused on individuals residing in underserved communities who just don't get access to fresh, healthy food. So we're going to establish this at a funding level of $42 million. We're going to use both direct loans and loan guarantees for the development of healthy food infrastructures, and we're going to provide grants for feasibility studies and technical assistance as well as outreach. I'll give you a quick example. We're working with a community in New York that, would love to figure out how to, put a farmer's market or even a year-round facility to accommodate a farmer's market, but doesn't really know how to go about doing it. And, we're providing help. This will give us, a few more tools to be able to deliver on that. When we talk to, supermarkets and grocery stores, trying to get them to go into underserved areas, frankly, they're a little bit resistant. The Healthy Food Enterprise Program will provide some incentives that we don't have now to get those grocery stores back into these underserved areas. It is one of the biggest complaints that I hear from people who feel like they've been abandoned. There are no stores within walking distance, and driving takes a while. So this is going to give us some really good means of starting to, provide, effective programs to get foods to people that don't have access to them now.
And there are all kinds of places in our country, in the inner city, in Appalachia, Ohio, where grocery stores simply don't have the availability of fresh fruits and vegetables that they have in more sort of middle class or affluent areas. And so we are in this for this $42 million that Senator Clinton talked about. We're targeting in the bill says specifically we're targeting small and mid-sized processors and distributors, people that are part of marketing alliances, producer-owned co-ops, nonprofit organizations, community development corporations, organizations, units of state or local government, all that, that will target those communities where they don't have these kinds of foods available to the, a broad section of the population.
Senator, my name is George Palmer. I'm an editorial writer at the Buffalo News, and it seems like I've been following this issue for a long time. I even wrote a book about it a couple of years ago, and it seems like one of the things you're fighting is not just that fruits and vegetables cost too much, but that grain products cost too little. Everybody's filled with high fructose corn syrup, and part of the reason for that is because corn's so cheap, and part of the reason for that is because it's been subsidized since the Depression. Is the Farm Bill going to address that, do you think, in any way, so that we won't be flooded with all this cheap grain and cheap sweetener?
Well, the price of corn, as you know, Bruce, has gone up significantly, and I mean it's come down a little bit since, but it will not. I mean, who knows? You can't predict, obviously, corn or soybean prices. But because of ethanol, the price of corn will likely stay higher than it has been, at least recently, historically. I think, though, that this, which means that there should be more money available in this bill for commodity, because the commodity sections of the bill don't have the needs, if you will, for this amount of dollars. And that means, that should mean more money to do things like this, whether it means that the corn that you say is historically, you say correctly, is historically cheaper, and we have so much corn syrup and almost anything is another question. I don't think we can really tell, but I do think that there is more and more interest in this bill in putting our efforts into conservation and food stamps and programs like Hillary's and my proposals, so that there will be a more sort of equal application to the Farm Bill that way.
Also, I think it's important to note that it was only the last Farm Bill that fruits and vegetables really got a foothold in the Farm Bill. You know, that was one of my priorities when I got to the Senate. Obviously, it meant a lot to me because of our farmers in New York. But I also thought that it made sense because, you know, we've got to figure out how to get people to eat more healthy food. I think both Sherrod and I are supporting Senator Stabenow's bill that'll give a real boost to fruits and vegetables in this Farm Bill. So we are trying to get some balance into the Farm Bill. You're right, though, that when people with limited means go to the supermarket, they fill up on processed foods because it's cheap. You know, they can buy a bunch. I mean, if you're trying to feed a bunch of kids and you don't want them to, you know, feel like they're hungry and deprived, you're going to buy all this stuff. And so we've got not only to create a better infrastructure, which is what our bill and some others that are going to be considered by the Ag Committee will do, we have to also have a public education and outreach campaign. We've got to change people's attitudes about eating. But we can't do that unless we have a system. And again, I would underscore what Sherrod said. These are not subsidies. We're not subsidizing fruits and vegetables. We're trying to create a market, because if we're going to be in the business of trying to encourage people to eat more healthy foods, they've got to be more accessible. You know, it's kind of a cruel joke to say, you know, buy more fruits and vegetables for your families, but the supermarket that is the closest one you can get to doesn't provide it or has a very high price on it. You know, we've got to figure out how to make this more accessible to the average person.
So when what Hillary says, when farmers are selling directly to consumers, selling New York or Ohio apples, or selling vegetables, selling tomatoes from Northwest Ohio, the price of those, as the price of fruits and vegetables have gone up over the years, especially as you suggest from the Buffalo News, as the price of soft drinks, for instance, has gone down, this will obviously help with price, because you won't have the middleman nearly as much with this direct sale. And that's a big part of low-income kids, too many people being overweight.
One of the things that people, I think, don't understand how many people are hungry and how many people are what they call food insecure now, is because you look around and you see a lot of, you don't see emaciated, skinny people, you see fat people.
Yeah.
And the reason they're fat is because they eat all the carbohydrates.
Right, because that's the cheapest way to eat. The cheapest way to get the calories.
And that's right.
We get letters to the editor from people saying, oh, these people on food stamps, they're, look at how big they are.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they're eating high fructose corn syrup, because it's what they've got access to.
Well, of course, it's not just people on food stamps anymore. We
no.
have an epidemic of obesity. We have, you know, young kids being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in their teens.
Don't call it adult onset anymore.
Yeah, and so this is a national concern, and it affects you know, the quality of life, as well as our health care costs and so much else. And this is one effort to try to get a little more balance into our food supply. I'm afraid I'm going to have to sign off to get to another event, but thank you so much, and thanks especially to Senator Brown.
Thank you, Senator Clinton. Let me take one more Ohio question, if there is. Otherwise, I'll sign off.
I have a national question. Oh. Is there any thought to call this the food bill? The food and farm bill instead of the farm bill.
Well, I would prefer that, but I'm not the chairman of the committee. I know that Senator Harkin has great interest in moving to. I mean, whether he wants to call it that, I've never asked him that precisely. But I do know that he has major interest in the food parts of this bill, the fruits and vegetable part, certainly the conservation parts of this bill. I know that the people that name the bills around here tend to do better than those who don't, as I've seen over the years. But that's something I may take up with the chairman. I think that your suggestion there is pretty good. So,
Debbie Snook from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.
Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
Okay. Is there anything in this bill that might link farmers with existing inner city markets? And I don't mean farm markets. I mean the little grocery stores on the corner that people can get to without having a car.
Well, I think what you can do certainly with food stamps, and hopefully it'll provide the Community Foods Project. The funding's increased $30 million. I mentioned that earlier. Karen Schaefer asked about that, I think. It provides eligible, was do a one-time infusion, well, for nonprofit entities. That's not your question, I understand, but it'll do a one-time infusion of federal assistance. There will be it will obviously help with farmers markets. Again, that wasn't your question, but I think it will, as we connect in these communities, I think there will be more opportunities at small grocery stores too, for these farmers, because they get into these communities, they make these connections. Some will be farmers markets, some will be directly in these grocery stores.